Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Congressman Stephen Horsford from CD4, here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. So you are back on Ways and Means.
You know, it's an unfortunate circumstance. A colleague of mine, Congressman Bill Pascrell from New Jersey, who's been a champion for working people, particularly our first responders, our firefighters, represented Paterson, New Jersey, passed away from health complications. And so as the next member to return back to the committee, I will be taking his position for the remainder of this Congress and positioned for next Congress upon my reelection. So I'm honored to do it, but under, you know, difficult, sad circumstances. But in Nevada, it's very important because this is the committee that deals with tax policy, healthcare policy, trade policy, of course, worker and family support issues, Social Security, all of public health, Medicare, Affordable Care Act, Medicaid. So it's very important to the constituents in Nevada.
All right. So you brought up at least two very important topics right there in the opening, Social Security and Medicare.
Yes.
Is it time for Congress to take a look, because of the funding, at potentially raising the age for Social Security? As people are living longer, thank goodness, and we have a financial crisis coming down the road if we don't do something.
Well, as you know, Medicare and Social Security are trust. We pay into them over the lifetime and expect for them to be there to pay out the benefits to those who contributed over their lifetime. I do not support changing benefits for those who are currently in the program.
Right.
I believe in strengthening and extending the life of both Medicare and Social Security. I am a co-sponsor of a bill called Social Security 2100. What I am for is having people who make over $400,000 contribute into the payment into Social Security. Right now, they don't contribute more than $23,000 of their salary. So for people who make over $400,000, it's time for them to contribute so that we can extend the life of Social Security through the year 2100.
Okay, so I totally agree with you on that. I mean, it just absolutely makes sense. How close are we to getting to that point?
So the committee, Ways and Means, is actually one of the committees in Congress where you can get big things done in a bipartisan way. And I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues on those proposals. I expect to be back on the subcommittees that will deal with these issues. But, you know, I have over 150,000 constituents in Nevada who rely on Medicare, many who Social Security, 70% of Nevadans, it is their only source of income in their retirement. They have no other retirement to rely on to pay for rent, to pay for their health care. So I take it very seriously about both protecting benefits now and for future generations, because these are sacred trusts that we must protect for those who depend on them.
What do you believe, or what do you think, rather, about the concept of Medicare for All? Does that make sense to you?
I am a proponent for making health care more affordable. In Nevada, two-thirds of Nevadans receive their health care through employer-sponsored plans. And I believe before we disrupt people's health care, we need to make it affordable, we need to make it accessible, and that's why I've been focused on bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, capping insulin at $35 an hour, $35 a month, capping out-of-pocket costs for seniors on Medicare at no more than $2,000 a year, which is a $3,100 savings for seniors in Nevada, and making sure that we extend those benefits to more people who need affordable health care. Housing, health care, and child care are among the top issues the constituents in Nevada's 4th talk to me about on a regular basis.
All right, so let's address housing. You know, the complaint is that corporations are coming in, like Blackstone, and buying up tons of housing during recessions, and then either charging higher rents or reselling them at a higher amount. Blackstone is not necessarily a villain because, for example, when they sold the Cosmopolitan, they gave $5,000 bonuses to every employee who had helped their success. Isn't that part of capitalism? Buy low, sell high?
So the issue that I take objection to is the fact that 30% of the homes in parts of my district, one in three homes, are now owned by three companies, corporate hedge funds, corporate landlords who come in, they pay cash, and they do what? They price out veterans from being able to use their VA benefit. They price out first-time home buyers. They price out families who are trying to move from a starter home to a slightly bigger home. And even when the properties that they buy are converted to rent, all of the reports indicate that they charge higher rents, they evict at higher rates, and they don't maintain the properties in the same standards, which devalue the property for everyone else, 70% of the people who live around them. Because of that, I've introduced a bill called the Home Act. I am not against all forms of investment, but I am against market manipulation, and I'm against Nevadans being priced out of having affordable access to housing, whether that's rent, being able to rent a home or an apartment, or being able to afford to buy one. And my legislation will crack down on that. It would provide for more transparency. And where there is evidence of market manipulation, we would be able to find those companies and put those fines into an affordable housing trust fund to actually build more affordable housing.
Okay, so how do you define market manipulation?
Well, it's defined based on, like other practices, where companies or corporations come in and they buy up or oversaturate the market. Is it fair that three companies own nearly a third of the market in Southern Nevada and actually parts of North Las Vegas where it's the biggest problem? And unfortunately, local government didn't do enough to protect constituents when this issue was first arising. But we can't continue to allow it to happen. Also, market manipulation is where they target women who are single, head of single household, and people of color Black and Latino in particular zip codes. They're not buying up in every area of Southern Nevada. They're buying up in certain neighborhoods, and that's where you see market manipulation. It's wrong and it must stop.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Congressman Stephen Horsfield after this timeout.
For me, there's nothing more important than getting my patients the care they need. So when I hear that Sam Brown supports allowing states to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, even to protect the life of the mother, I know what that would mean. When doctors' hands are tied, the results can be catastrophic, but Sam Brown doesn't seem to care. Sam Brown has shown that he is not looking out for the best interests of my patients. He is way too extreme for Nevada.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfield of CD4. One more thing I wanted to add on to our previous conversation was we've been trying to get lands bills passed in the state of Nevada for years now.
Right.
And that would also help to lower the costs for builders to come in and build housing, and especially lower cost housing.
Absolutely.
Where are we with this? Because it seems like we are in constant turmoil. And I was told by realtors in Southern Nevada that the BLM actually has land to release that's been approved already, but isn't been released, which would help.
Well, we are working on a comprehensive lands package. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is the lead in Southern Nevada. Senator Rosen is the lead in Northern Nevada. We're focused on all parts of Nevada. We've got issues in Northern Nevada with the price of housing as well.
Sure. And may I throw in Congressman Amadei as part of this as well?
It's a bipartisan. We work as a delegation. The senators are lead because of their statewide focus. But as members of the delegation, we work across party to get things done. But I agree. We need more land for development. We need to do it in responsible ways. We need to ensure that when we make the land exchange from BLM for use, that it prioritizes affordable housing. And by affordable, I mean housing that is affordable for everyone, for teachers and nurses, for hospitality workers, for construction workers, for small business owners, and for people who are currently unhoused, for people who have very low income, for seniors who are on restricted incomes. We need that land to be prioritized for that purpose. And that is one thing that I am adamant about. I don't want land to just go to master plan communities and then leave the very people out that need the housing to be affordable the most.
Let's move on to another topic you raised, which is childcare.
Yeah.
And that seems to me, of all the major issues, that should have been the one that we've been addressing since COVID, since the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. Why should a person who is paying 17, 18 bucks an hour for childcare per child,
yep,
go get a job. It doesn't make any sense because they're going to be making $2 an hour.
It is a disincentive for work. Absolutely. We also have issues with service members. I'm working on a project right now with Creech Air Force Base to bring child care close to the base. It can't be on base because of the focus of what happens on that base. But we have service members, airmen and women, who travel 45 minutes one way to drop their kids off at Nellis, and then all the way 45 minutes to get to Creech one way twice a day. So we are working to bring childcare development in partnership with the YMCA, with the City of Las Vegas, with Creech Air Force Base, because this is a critically important issue. I've met with the Secretary of Defense about it, made it a huge priority within my role on the Armed Services Committee. We've made tremendous progress, and I'm looking forward to an announcement being made here soon around at least 1,000 new child care slots that will be available to our community in Southern Nevada. But we have to continue to make child care a priority also around the quality of care. We need to ensure that the people who work in child care are trained and have the proper licensing, because it's also about working with our most precious resource, which is our children.
Okay. You know, we have a school system in place, one that we just invested in Nevada, over $2 billion in the last session, plus another $250 million. It seems to me that using that as a basis for child care, we already have the facilities. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's being discussed on a state level or a national level? Because it obviously is a great need. You want people to go to work.
Well, so I know, based on discussions I've had with a number of our superintendents throughout the state, that where there is space, bringing early childhood into those schools is absolutely the right solution. One is you already have the facilities. Two is a lot of times those educators who are working K through 12 can also work early childhood. It's a feeder program for people who want to get into the teaching profession. So that is the model. But as you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of our schools are already at capacity. And so we've got to make sure that we have dedicated resources. This is something Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick, actually with the Clark County Commission, has done a phenomenal job. We do have now tax credits that are in place for businesses that want to convert a portion of their space to childcare or to provide rebates to their employees to cover the cost of childcare. This is something that I'm going to advocate for, again, on my position on Ways and Means. When we talk about making tax policy that works for working people, this is what we're talking about. No more, I mean, tax breaks to the very wealthy and to big corporations does very little to address the childcare need in Nevada. This type of laser-focused approach could really help, not only with the supply of affordable childcare, but with the people who need it benefiting the most from it.
More with Congressman Horsford after this timeout.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. Clean energy. It's what everybody's excited about, but we have huge needs. NV Energy, through their ownership, Berkshire Hathaway, is happy to supply the power that companies need, but these data storage farms need massive amounts of power. We've got a new company coming into Northern Nevada. It's already broken ground at TRI. Mm-hmm. Needs 2 gigs of power. It's going to be 2 years before they even get that power. And then on top of that, we've got the pushing of electric cars. Mm-hmm. The public is kind of iffy in terms of, you know, whether we're going to go hybrids or whether we're going to go full electric at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Because we need more charging stations. What are your thoughts on both of these topics?
Well, this is why I was proud to vote on the legislation, and unfortunately not one Republican joined us in passing legislation to invest in renewable energy and to address the climate crisis. And our country now is investing more than any other country in the world. And because of it, Nevada is poised to be at the front of the line when it comes to benefiting from more green, clean jobs, benefiting from lower energy cost, and benefiting because we're going to reduce emissions and save our environment. All things that all of us should be for. I'm proud that on the Ways and Means Committee, I did advocate for the very tax credit that now provided for the data storage for NV Energy and some of the other developers, because while we have an abundance of solar and geothermal, we have to be able to harness that energy and have it available when we have the peak loads. That is the challenge. It's hot in August, but what are you doing in December and January? My legislation that I supported provides for those tax credits to invest in the data storage, for the energy storage facilities to benefit some of those data warehouse facilities that you just talked about. But, you know, we also have to make sure, and Tahoe Regional Industrial Park is a great example of bringing new economic development to the region, to the state. We have to make sure that there is sustainable energy resources, not only for those companies and those industries that provide good paying jobs, but for the average homeowner. And another important provision that's in this bill is to make sure that renters and home buyers can also benefit from lower energy costs. It can't only go to the benefit of big companies. It also has to go to the average Nevadan who can benefit from it.
Okay. Do you have concerns about the fact that, you know, we don't have nearly enough charging stations for the future we want to get to?
And that is, again, why Nevada, as you know, Sam, it was actually the Nevada legislature some years ago that passed the state blueprint around putting in EV charging stations and building out that infrastructure. What we're adding to it is federal investment to match private investment to build out that grid. I don't begrudge consumers not wanting to jump headfirst into electric vehicles if you don't have the infrastructure to support it. Now we're making inroads. I actually met with NDOT and a couple of small business owners recently, because unfortunately the issue is we've got to make sure that local electrical companies are also in line to receive some of that business. It can't go to all the big contractors and then there's nothing for the small guys. So one opportunity that I identified with NDOT was to have maintenance contracts of those EV charging stations. We got parts of Tonopah, for example, that no one was servicing the EV charging station in the middle of my district. And I went to NDOT and I said, hey, we need a contract that really serves this need, because you can't get halfway through the state and then run out of energy in your car because there's not an appropriate charging station that is up and running. So those are the types of details that you correctly point out that we have to make sure that we get right. And by we, this is federal, state, and local partnership. It's public and private. There's more private sector investment happening in renewable energy in Nevada than any of the federal investment. It's really being led by the private sector. That is where the investment should come from. We're simply leveraging the federal investment with that private dollar.
And that's where we have to leave it. It is always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for doing this, as always.
Glad to do it with you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C. See you then.